God, you are perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways to us. Lord, you are consistent in all of your ways. And you're faithful in all of your ways. Even when I'm unfaithful, you're faithful in all your ways to us. God, you are loving in all of your ways. You're graceful in all of your ways. You are merciful in all of your ways to us. 'Cause you're a good, good Father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. You're a good, good mother, brother, sister, father, friend, doctor, confidant. You are everything, everything, everything that I need to us. You're a good, good Father. You're a good, good Father. You're a good, good Father. Hey, to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
No! The Almighty and to the living God, to Jesus who is our Lord and our Savior, to the power and to the indwelling in the presence of God's Holy Spirit, to my wife, to these brothers, to Reverend Johnson, and to these ministers that have ministered to our soul. And if I don't get a chance to say it again, I want to say thank you. To those thousands, those multitude that are being ministered to through this radio ministry, and to you, O citizens of the kingdom of God, I greet you in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I feel good. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, I'll get right down to the meat of the matter. In the book of Lamentations, that will be the book that is found after Jeremiah in your old chapter, in your Old Testament. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, I've been asking the Lord for a word today. What would he have us to say to his people today? It became obvious to me that there are someone, whether they be in town or out of town, whether they be in the sanctuary or out of the sanctuary today, it became obvious to me that there are somebody that the devil is trying to hoodwink. I ain't gonna be but a minute. I know we ain't got but a little time, but I know that there is someone that the devil is trying to deceive and trick into thinking that God just isn't enough. I know. You don't understand. The devil is trying to hoodwink you, trying to deceive you into thinking that as long as you can keep getting other things and other stuff, then you don't really need God as much as you think you do.
Come on, Pastor.
But I need to tell you, I know that there are, contrary to the contrary, there are a lot of things that are being preached over our airwaves and radio waves until we're starting to think that if we get these material possessions, that it shows that we are being blessed by God. But I came here to tell you, you can't equate those material things with the blessings of God. There's more, because there will come a time when you're gonna run out of things. I wish I had some believers. and you are going to run out of people. And if you don't run out of people, people will run out on you. Let me help you, because I'm only going to be just a few minutes. Notice here in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 25. I want to talk to you today. In Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25, you'll find these words written. I'm about to get my help now. He says, Jeremiah says, this I recall to my mind. It is obvious that there are some things that God had to bring Jeremiah back into recollection of. There are some times when your situations and your circumstances will cause you not to remember things that God has promised you. But you need to know that in your worst of circumstances that you got to recall some things. He says, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Say, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions can't fail us. He says, they are new every morning. Somebody else said, fresh blessings. Great is thy faithfulness. Now, verse 24 is the one that I want you to circle in on, because Jeremiah said, the Lord is my portion. Somebody gonna get that yet. They're gonna start shouting at me in a minute, Sabina. He says, the Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait. I just cursed three folk, I know I did. I know I cut my friends in here. To them that wait for him. To the soul that seek him. I want to talk to you today about God is enough. Put your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't worry about it. God is enough. But the word of our God will stand forever. I want to talk to you today about God is enough. In Jeremiah 3 and 24, this is a passage of scripture that is very dear to me, simply because it carried me when I couldn't carry myself. It is a passage of scripture that each believer should find some safety and some security in. Let me tell you, my good friends, if you don't learn any scripture, learn this one. God, the Lord, is my portion. There will be times in your life to where you are going to have to rely on these words. Yeah. If it hadn't come already, just keep living. Yeah. My friends, allow me to bring you up to the text just for a minute. The writer here is Jeremiah. Jeremiah has been known or called or labeled as the weeping prophet. Jeremiah had been called by God at a young age, and now Jeremiah had gotten old. And what Jeremiah was, he was in Babylon. And by him being in Babylon, Jeremiah would go before the king. And when Jeremiah would go before the king, every time that he would go before the king, Jeremiah would prophesy the king's future. But not only that, Jeremiah would tell the king the truth. And do you know that a lot of times there are folk that don't want to hear the truth? You got to remember, as ministers of God and as witnesses of God, no matter what the circumstances or situation and who it is you go before, you still got to tell folk the truth. Let me give it to you, because obviously you didn't get it. You know, Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word when they want to hear it. and when they don't want to hear it. You got to understand that when you go before anybody and God has given you a word to tell them, you got to tell folk the truth. That's not necessarily mean that they're going to always like it or always going to accept it, but at least you can leave saying, well, Lord, I did my part. Jeremiah. Now, here, Jeremiah had been thrown now into the dungeon for telling the king the truth. The king wanted the prophet to come along and lie to him and tell him that everything was going to be all right when it wasn't going to be all right, but Jeremiah wouldn't do that. And so now the king throws Jeremiah into the dungeon. And there in the dungeon, Jeremiah is in some of the worst places. He's in some of the worst circumstances and situations. There would be times, some theologians say, in the dungeon, that there would be times that they would come in and take Jeremiah and put him on a rope. And when they would put him on a rope, he would hang there with the ropes in between his armpits. And for hours, he would have to lay there. I came here to tell you that when you preach and witness for God, there are going to be some circumstances and situations. I know I scared three folk off now. There are certain circumstances and situations that you are going to have to face. But don't you worry, because Jesus says, lo, no matter where you are, I'm still going to be with you. Your circumstances, and I know I'm preaching to three people, your circumstances and situations are going to become sometimes almost unbearable. But guess what? God is going to give you the strength to hold on to your sanity, to hold on to your faith, and to hold on to your trust. You have to understand that the more the devil presses you, the stronger, the more strength that God is going to give you. I know I'm talking to three folk here that have been in some situations, and they didn't think you were going to make it. The devil didn't think you were going to make it, but God knew that everything was going to be. I know some of y'all don't want to sleep on me. Preach, Reverend Turner. You'll have to preach to yourself then. The more the devil put my back up against the wall, the more I pray. Notice here that Jeremiah now is in, can I paint the picture? I'll be through in just a minute. Jeremiah is here in the dungeon for hours, hanging with ropes under his armpits and still being able to trust in God. And now you will notice that this particular prophet, as he writes, he takes us on a roller coaster of emotions. Because when you look at chapter 1, he's going to be up, and then some parts of chapter 2, he's going to be down. But now in chapter 3, he goes back up. Now he starts to think, and he starts to say, and I recall. There are going to be some situations that you are in that you're going to have to recall what the Lord has done for you. Somebody didn't get it yet. Let me help you here, because you got quiet on me. Notice that God made you a promise some years ago. And you notice what takes away from that promise. Notice that you lose sense of the promise when you start to look at your circumstances. Notice here that Jeremiah refused to allow his conditions and his circumstances to darken, to dull, nor discourage, nor diminish his faith in God. He refused to allow his conditions and his circumstances to dull, nor diminish his faith in God. He would not allow that to happen. My friends, in this journey, you have to learn not to allow your circumstances to get the best of you. Somebody didn't get it yet. You see, you right here on the 27th day of January, but in June, July, you don't know what's going to come before you. You're living good. You're living fine. You're about to get your income tax return back. You done filed for it. You're about to get your little money back, and you're about to have $2 over rent money. But I came here to tell you, the devil is watching. He's waiting and he's watching to see, because he knows that you won't jump up in church talking about The Lord is good. The Lord is the head of my life. The Lord that I serve is a mighty good God. He's going to be sitting there, and he's going to watch. He's going to say, I'll tell you what, Lord, let me throw this out. Let me throw that out. Let me bring this before them and just see what their conditions and their circumstances will do to their faith. I know, you know the scripture, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's easy for you to go to your neighbor right about now because you're doing pretty good. You know, your apartment, your mortgage, rent is paid up for the month. You can go to them and tell them, well, child, you know, the Lord is good. He's going to work it out and everything is all right. But I came here to tell you, just wait just a few months. We're going to be able to see whether you can go to that same person and tell them, well, the Lord, because your situation and your circumstances is going to take a downhill turn. Yeah. I'm going to preach to myself today. You see, the wind don't blow the same way all the time. Notice here that Jeremiah is in this situation, but he would not allow his situation to control his faith in God. Secondly, we'll notice in verse 22 that he notices here that his situation caused him to have even more dependence on the mercy of God. Simply because he said it is of the Lord's mercy. He says it's God's mercy that he's not dead already. He says it's because of the mercies of God. And I came here to tell you that his mercies don't ever fail us. My friends, whenever you get into a situation, don't worry about man being merciful. God is merciful. I remember, you remember I told you that David told the Lord, listen, Lord, if I just got to be punished for something, let you do it. And don't let man do it. Because man can be unmerciful. But notice that Jeremiah reminds himself of the mercies of God. And when you start to remind yourself of, I know I'm preaching to somebody, you're not there yet, but just hold on. Notice here that when you recall the mercies of God, that God is merciful, that'll start you to realize that your troubles won't last. I'm ready to leave now. Because when you think about how merciful was God was in the last situation, you start to think about, you know, he didn't show up when I wanted him to, but he came in right on time. You'll start to recall, and you know what, baby, now that I think about it, God didn't come to me because I was so good in my last situation. It was because of his mercy and his grace that he showed up. I'm getting ready to leave here. I don't have any more time. You'll notice that Jeremiah begins to remember the mercies of God. And that's what he found out that he could depend on. If there's not anything in this life you can depend on, you can depend on the mercies of God. God is a merciful God. And I came here to tell you, my friends, not only do you see in verse 22 the dependence on God's mercy, then we see in verse 25 that through the experiences of this life's journey, notice that Jeremiah, his patience developed his faith, and his faithfulness, and this made his deliverance imminent. You'll notice that his faith developed even more so in this situation. That's one thing about your situation. Your situation should make your faith develop more. It's a sad thing when we get into situations and our faith don't grow. It's a horrible, terrible thing when we get in situations and our faith diminishes. It's a bad thing when you are in a situation and you start to trust even more so in yourself. I've discovered some people that the more the devil presses them, the more they start to say, well, I give up. I'm gonna quit coming to church. I'm going to quit serving the Lord. I'm going to quit giving my tithe. I'm going to quit giving my time. And I'm going to quit giving my talent. But I came here to tell you, the more the devil presses you, the more your faith is supposed to develop. Jeremiah, the writer said, Jeremiah takes us in here almost as if a woman giving birth. The more the labor pains, the more the birth comes to fruition. The more that you hurt, it means that the more you're coming closer to your delivery. You need to know that Jeremiah said, I'm not going to worry because I know that the Lord will deliver me. And my friends, you ought to get to a point in your life when you know that God is enough. You're saying, well, I don't have to worry about what I see with my naked eye. I don't have to worry about what my so-called friends might say. Preach, Reverend Turner. Notice here, you don't have to worry about what anybody else might say. All you got to do is know that God will deliver you. And I found out from the Israelites, and they, M and Moses taught me in Exodus, that can't nobody deliver me like God. You remember?
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Miss Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.